The Kinnick Iron Bridge and Toll Authority has accumulated a list of 6 engineering and development groups willing to consider designing and managing the project if it proceeds. The Statement of Qualifications, or SOQ, from the companies will be used to make a final decision on the authority's private partner. The authority has also begun appraisals for the right-of-way into the Government Hill area of Anchorage. However, residents in the path of the more than $3 billion project say there's no money yet for the job, and the authority is getting ahead of itself. Bob French is president of the Government Hill Community Council.
Kubota doesn't have any of the finances finalized. They don't have any permits. They haven't gone beyond a 35% design. They're just now getting authorization to spend $15 million of state and federal money to start acquiring properties. Now, that's putting the cart way before the horse.
The authority's board chairman, Mike Foster, says Kubota is on schedule, right where it needs to be, both in the design management phase and with getting its right-of-way. He says the green light comes from the Federal Highway Administration.
Everything we're doing is right on schedule, right on line with the standard process. I mean, the Federal Highways would not be letting us get out ahead of ourselves unless they were comfortable in where we're at. So we are not jumping the gun by doing right-of-way, and we're not jumping the gun by doing the SOQ and stuff. I mean, we are right on our schedule for, a late 2013 or 2014 construction window.
Foster says the state will offer design awards to 3 of the 6 companies now on the list. Each will receive a $2 million grant for a detailed project proposal. He says the state will own the company's work.